This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Yanley. Good morning. We've been talking with Cornish resident and gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer in the past few weeks about gardening in general. And as it is August now, a lot of people harvesting tomatoes. And Henry's been harvesting his tomatoes. And we wanted to ask him about some tips on doing that and what to do with all of those tomatoes. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
How have your tomato plants been doing this year?
It's been a great year, knock on wood, for tomatoes. We've had plenty of sunshine, plenty of moisture, and I get a lot of email from my readers of my weekly gardening column, and I have not heard a single complaint about late blight coming in early and wiping out anybody's tomatoes, so I think we're doing fine.
Now, that's good news, because I know in recent years we've had some blight.
We have.
So what do you do with all of those tomatoes, Henry?
I process them for the winter and the spring and the fall. I freeze, I dehydrate, I roast, I make tomato paste. I do lots of stuff.
How do you make tomato paste?
Tomato paste is easy. I take tomatoes, and I often use ones that are less than perfect, and I cut out any bad spots. I core them over the sink and squeeze out a lot of the excess moisture and seeds, throw them into the Cuisinart food processor, and puree them. Then I put them in a big enamel-covered pot, a heavy pot, and cook them 2 or 3 hours until I'm literally able to stand up a spoon in the paste. I leave it overnight with the lid off, and then in the morning I spoon paste into ice cube trays. I freeze them, and when they're frozen, I put the cubes into Ziploc bags and put them back in the freezer. Then when I'm ready to use them, I have discrete small quantities so that I don't end up with excess tomato paste the way you do when you open a big can of tomato paste and only take one spoon out of it.
Sure, and you can use this throughout the winter.
Exactly.
Now, you said freeze tomatoes. I've never thought to really freeze a fresh garden tomato. How do you do that?
I take whole, clean tomatoes, put them in a gallon Ziploc bag, usually 9 to the bag, put them on a cookie sheet, and put them in the freezer, period. And that makes a nice, hard, red rock, which I can then use in the winter in soups and stews. I take it out of the freezer. I run it under hot water because I like to remove the skins. Just rub a little bit, the skin comes off. Then you can just chop it and put it in a stir fry or in a soup. You know where it's come from. You know that there are no pesticides on it if you've grown it yourself. And they taste so good. It's from the garden.
Okay, so we talked about tomato paste and freezing tomatoes, but what about dehydrating them?
It's a fabulous way to store tomatoes, particularly if you don't have a lot of freezer space. Over the years, I've tried just about every type of dehydrator available. And basically, I'm using cherry tomatoes. I grow maybe 10 cherry tomatoes each year, and each plant produces a huge number of these little gems. I cut them in half, put them on a tray in the dehydrator, and when they're chewy and dry but not brittle, they're ready to go in a Ziploc bag.
Do you use those for cooking throughout the winter as well?
I do. They're little nuggets of summertime that I find in my soups and stews, and it's fun when you're serving something to a guest and they bite into one of these and their face just lights up because it is such an intense flavor. If you bought dehydrated tomatoes at the store, they're extremely expensive, but you can do it at home with almost no work. It's just cutting them in half and running the dryer.
Now, you know, there's nothing quite like a fresh picked tomato in summer. How does that taste stand up in January?
It's different. It's true, it's different. But I still think that it's worth the extra effort.
Henry Hohmeyer is known as the gardening guy. He writes a column, a weekly column, for newspapers around New England. You can find a link to that column on nhpr.org, and we'll talk with Henry again next week. Thank you so much, Henry.
Thank you, Rick.